And he did. He never drew them, was always and in every way a gentleman. Nevertheless, the Zwilniks were always uncomfortably conscious of the fact that those grim, formidable portables were always there, always, and always ready. The fact that they themselves went armed with weapons deadly enough was all too little reassurance. Always the quintessence of good behavior, Kinnison began to relax his barriers of reserve. He began to drink, to buy at least, more and more. He had taken regularly a little Bentlem. Now, as though his will to moderation had begun to go down, he took larger and larger doses. It was not a significant fact to anyone except himself that the nearer drew the time for a certain momentous meeting, the more he apparently drank and the larger the doses of Bentlem became. Thus it was a purely unnoticed coincidence that it was upon the afternoon of the day during whose evening the conference was to be held that William's quiet and gentlemanly drunkenness degenerated into a noisy and obstreperous carousal. As a climax he demanded, and obtained, the 24 units of Bentlem which, his host knew, comprised the highest ceiling dose of the old unregenerate mining days. They gave him the titanic jolt, undressed him, put him carefully to bed upon a soft mattress covered with silken sheets, and forgot him. Before the meeting, every possible source of interruption or spying was checked, rechecked, and guarded against. But no one even thought of suspecting the free-spending, hard-drinking, drug-soaked Williams. How could they? And so it came about that the Grey Lensman attended that meeting also, as insidiously and as successfully as he had the one upon Euphrosyne. It took longer this time to read the reports, notes, orders, addresses, and so on, for this was a regional meeting, not merely a local one. However, the Lensman had ample time and was a fast reader withal, and in Warsaw he had an aide who could tape the stuff as fast as he could send it in. Wherefore, when the meeting broke up, Kinnison was well content. He had forged another link in his chain, was one link nearer to Boscone, his goal. As soon as Kinnison could walk without staggering, he sought out his host. He was ashamed, embarrassed, bitterly and painfully humiliated, but he was still, or again, an Aldebaranian gentleman. He had made a resolution, and gentlemen of that planet did not take their gentlemanliness lightly. "First, Mr. Crowninshield, I wish to apologize most humbly, most profoundly, sir, for the fashion in which I have outraged your hospitality." He could slap down a girl and half-kill a guard without loss of self-esteem, but no gentleman, however inebriated, should descend to such depths of commonness and vulgarity as he had plumbed here. Such conduct was inexcusable.